Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the Telugu actor Allu Arjun was questioned by the Hyderabad police for over 3 hours on a day when there was several days after a stampede at a city theatre this month killed a 35-year-old woman and left her 8-year-old fighting for his life. On the show tonight, the police tightened the screws on Allu Arjun, who was responsible for crowd control outside the theatre, is the big question. Who was responsible? Is Allu Arjun to blame, or are there political forces out to get him? Next up on the show, in the heart of India's tech hub, Bengaluru, a chilling tale of digital deception has left a 39-year-old software engineer out of pocket by a staggering 11.8 crore rupees. In a twist of a cybercrime that seems straight out of a thriller, fraudsters masquerading as law enforcement officials spun a web of lies claiming that his Aadhaar was tied to money laundering. From fake warnings to Skype calls with men in police uniforms, this engineer was coerced into transferring funds under threat of arrest. Only when the demands grew did the reality of the scam dawn, leading to a desperate police effort to try and fight this under the IT Act. Stay with us as we delve deeper into this digital nightmare and the reality of cybercrimes in India. First, a look at the headlines. The Congress Party files a petition in the Supreme Court challenging the recent amendments to the election rules, which restricts access to CCTV footage from booths, asserting that the integrity of the electoral process was fast eroding. In a landmark order, the Delhi High Court has said that victims of rape, acid attacks, sexual assault cases are entitled to free medical treatment at government and private hospitals. A tragic accident in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch, an army vehicle has plunged into a gorge. 5 soldiers have been killed. After speaking out over being denied a Khel Ratna, the Olympian Manu Bakker now says that there may have been a lapse on her part in the application, that it is being corrected, says irrespective of the award, she will remain motivated to win more medals for India. The International Cricket Council finally announces the Champions Trophy 2025 schedule. The tournament will be played in a hybrid model, India versus Pakistan in Dubai on the 23rd of February. Well, some very sad news coming in. 5 soldiers have been killed, several others injured, when an army truck carrying them skidded off a road and plunged into a 300-foot gorge in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch earlier today. Let's go straight across to NDTV's Naseer Masoodi for more on this. Naseer, where was this vehicle travelling from? What has the army said? Are there any survivors?
Well, 16 to 18 soldiers were believed to be travelling in the vehicle which fell into a 300-foot gorge in the forward areas of Poonch district this evening. And there were 5 to 6 vehicles. It was a convoy of 5 to 6 vehicles. One truck fell into this gorge and 5 soldiers have lost their lives. There are around a dozen soldiers who have been injured. Condition of 4 to 5 is stated to be serious or critical. There's no terror angle into it, but clearly the army said it, their troops were on operational duty. There's a dual nature of this duty for the army there. One is to defend the line of control, protect the line of control, then counter militancy operation in this area, which has seen series of attacks, particularly on the army in last 3 years. So army is always on high alert, patrolling the area. This was one of the patrol that where these vehicles, 5 to 6 army vehicles, one fell into the gorge.
Absolutely tragic. Approximately 17, 18 people may have been there on that truck, but sadly several of them have lost their lives. Naseer, thank you very much for sharing those details with us. Moving on, the Telugu actor Allu Arjun was questioned by the Hyderabad police for over 3 hours today after a stampede at a city theatre earlier on in the month. There was a 35-year-old woman who lost her life. Her child has been in critical condition. Today, the police questioned Allu Arjun once again. Once again, several questions are being raised on whether the police or the government is trying to make an example of Allu Arjun. Ultimately, who is responsible for crowd control? Was it the actor? Did he break laws? Remember, he's been out on bail. Or is there, in fact, something more that the police could have done? And are there political overtones in this? That's what we'll be investigating in our debate tonight. First, this report.
Actor Allu Arjun arrived at the Chikkatpalli police station a little before 11 in the morning. For almost 4 hours, he was questioned by the police in the presence of his lawyer Ashok Reddy and then allowed to go home. Sources told NDTV he was asked to relate his version of the sequence of events and was asked some specific questions. Whether the theatre management had conveyed that permission was denied for his presence at the premiere show. Who took the call to go ahead with the plan? Why he did what the police called a roadshow that added to the excitement and confusion? Was he not asked to leave the theatre premises by the police officers on duty? When did he learn about the death of Revathi? This, even as the Chief Minister issued a diktat forbidding any party spokesperson from speaking anymore on the issue.
आज दो-दो घंटा असेंबली में बहुत सारे स्टेट में इश्यूज है किसानों का इश्यू है लेबर का इश्यू है दलितों का इश्यू है माइनॉरिटीज का इश्यू है उसके लिए बात करने के लिए टाइम नहीं है रेवंत रेड्डी को लेकिन दो-दो घंटा एक फिल्म एक्टर के पीछे पड़ के वो एक पर्सनलाइज्ड टारगेट करके जा रहा
Already, the opposition parties have found fault with the chief minister speaking on the issue for an hour in the state assembly.
Picture abhi baki hai. Allu Arjun has gone back home after nearly 4 hours of questioning and we are told by police sources that he is likely to be summoned again for questioning. There is also the reconstruction of the scene that is to take place at Sandhya Theatre where Allu Arjun will be taken. The police also intends to challenge the bail granted to Allu Arjun and are taking legal advice on the issue. In Hyderabad, with camera person Nagaraju, Uma Sudhir, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Ravula Sridhar Reddy, spokesperson of the BRS. Nagesh D, the Congress leader, will be joining us in a few moments. Harshita Kashyap, the actor, and Advaita Kala, the author, with us. Ravula Sridhar Reddy, it just seems that the rule book is being thrown at the actor. Is it necessary? 4 hours of questioning, reconstructing the crime scene, as it were, right? Potentially challenging the bail which has been granted to him, despite the fact that bail is, is what is commonly given. Anything but bail is an exception. Why is this happening, in your opinion?
While we cannot say no to the police investigation in this case, but if you go by the previous incidents or the history when such a similar incident happened, I don't think such investigation actually happened. He was booked, then he's on bail now, and investigation is progress. But four hours investigation, then again he will be summoned and all that. I feel that the government is taking this particular issue personal, and I think there is a special interest from the top brass of the Congress party, and there is a selective targeting of the hero on this particular issue. That's what I'm trying to say, because what happened at Sandhya Theater was a tragic incident. It was nobody rather supported that kind of behavior from anyone involved in it, and we had a concern for the victim's family. But what happened after that is a thing which is beyond the incident. Rather, what I could see is something beyond the incident, and the matter is politicized, not from the Congress party first. When the matter is sub judice, Honorable Chief Minister went on giving explanation more than an hour in the floor, on the floor of the assembly. Then the actor concerned had to give an explanation on the comments made by the Chief Minister. Then an attack happened on his residence.
All right.
These are all actually, this shows that there is something strongly beyond the incident happened and what's happening in front of all of us. And I don't know. Better Congress party ranks only know what's happening, why they are selectively targeting a hero.
All right, we'll get a Congress reaction shortly. Harshita Kashyap, do you believe the actor is being targeted?
First of all, it's very unfortunate, and I feel really sorry for the family. May God give strength to them. And let's come to the point, like, who was responsible? I'm sure Allu Arjun will never think of these kind of thing. Like, he's the person who we are blaming, because he is being the mega star. He is aware of his popularity. He know when he'll come for any kind of public appearance, what would be the scenario? It's going to be a big mess if it's not properly done. So are we going to blame only Allu Arjun or the organizer or the police or the people? I think everyone should behave a little more responsible towards ourselves and towards society as well, because crowd being over emotional on concerts or any religious event or seminar, it's a big threat and it should be done properly. Like it should be like properly organized. So in this scenario, I guess I don't want to comment on any political thing, but definitely arresting him was a message towards society that nobody is above the law. But I guess organizers and the event organizer and the police and Allu Arjun all have like, you know, it was some kind of small mistake which has, you know, emerged in such a big tragedy. So everyone should be more responsible. He is mega star and he should understand that this thing can create big issues. So I'll say that everyone is a bit responsible in this unfortunate
scenario. All right, we'll get a response from the Congress party as well momentarily. Let me just go across to Nageshti, the leader of the Congress in Telangana. Thanks for joining us. Dravula Sridhar Reddy made the point that the state government is going unnecessarily hard at this particular actor. It seems to be some sort of vengeance or some sort of message which is being sent. How would you respond to that?
Nothing is like that. Hello, could you hear me?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, nothing is like that. There is no personal vendetta. Government doing, you know, as usual, is administrative things like keeping the law and order intact. That's the law and order issue. Unfortunate is cropped up, fate got accomplished here. Now, we must think about the humanistic approach. Let's say, kal ke din wo beta uthega, Shri Tej uthega, so he'll be finding his mother, no, his world. So, my khayal se, what government ka involvement kya rahega isme? Nothing is like that.
Nageshji, do you believe that it is the police's responsibility to maintain law and order in a situation like this? They were aware, apparently, of the fact that he was going to be there at that location. It was obviously not done deliberately. A bail has been granted over here. There is a move to cancel that bail, we are told. He has been questioned for 4 hours today. He's going to be questioned again. I'm just trying to understand, why is this all happening?
It's a course of law, no? This SHO is summoning him because there is a recreation of the event is happening. There is a part of inquiry. How does it relate to government? In fact, department is doing good, no? And this Allu Arjun Garu, respected Allu Arjun Garu, is 11th accused there. They are prayer to him. No, SHO summoned everybody, A1, A2, A3, A4, right? There is a situation cropped up. Unfortunately, is that the child lost his mother. But, you know, now the things supposed to be taken according to law. Whatever is happening here is intact to law. Nowhere it's related to personal vendetta, nothing like that.
Then how is it, sir, that there was... How is it, sir, then there was a protester who was involved in an attack on Allu Arjun's house, who's been linked to the Congress, apparently a state Congress leader? This attack on his house happened just recently?
No. You can't, Anchor G. It's not that way. Those are not related to Congress. That's a JAC, Joint Action Committee from Usmania University. There may be a goons in, you know, under BRS goons also there, BJP goons also there, but it doesn't relate to Congress.
Okay.
So you might have seen in the media.
All right, fair enough. Ravula Sridhar Reddy, Nageshji is saying that there was no Congress involvement among those people who went and, you know, tried to attack Allu Arjun's house, his home. Is there truth in this? Because there are photographs which seem to have emerged which indicate the presence of somebody associated with the Congress with the Chief Minister.
Absolutely. Not only one, this guy whom you are showing on the screen, out of the other five also, out of the five, four accused were seen in many photographs with the Congress top brass. At the same time, I'm asking only to see the series of incidents, how it unfolded. the chief minister's answer in the assembly, then the press conference from the actor's house. Immediately the next day, the house was vandalized of the actor. Now, all the five were threatening the actor on screen, in the media also. And one of the guys have contested the local body elections and Congress party ticket. And why do Congress, BJP or BRS will have a say in this? We only are questioning the government approach in dealing with this case. And now what is the point in explaining, you know, somebody has lost a life and all? We all know that. After all that only, unfortunately, after the death of a woman, after the incident occurred there, then the cases were booked. He's on bail now. When matter is on sub judice, everybody spoke in Congress. Entire leadership spoke in length in all the media channels, you know, expressing their ire on the actor and their team and extra. Now that their PCC, you know, cautioned them not to speak, I think they are not coming on media or something. But we all know in the state what happened behind the screen. That is the reason why I'm repeatedly saying the attack was a state-sponsored, orchestrated effort. I don't know who instigated it, but I can certainly tell you after the speech of the chief minister in the assembly, then followed by the speeches of various leaders, instigated the issue, provoked the youth to go and attack on the actor's house. You know, you cannot rather say no to it. All you might defend it in various forms.
Okay, just half a second. I want to bring in Advaita Kalla. Nagesh, I'll come back to you in a moment. Advaita, how do you look at what's been taking place?
Well, you know, Vishnu, I was sort of not wanting to, you know, wade into the political part of it on this particular issue because it is a very tragic incident and we cannot forget that someone's lost their life.
Yes.
A child is struggling for his life in hospital. So it is that way. Very, very disturbing. Unfortunately, these stampedes have happened before in our country. They've happened at rallies. They've happened at in mandirs. They've happened with Shah Rukh Khan also in one of his promotional events. And, that we've not seen that kind of, tightening of the noose around the star attraction. So be it, because there is a sort of common sense understanding that these things come under the purview of the organization committee, the cops, the crowd control management people, not necessarily the star attraction. There may be an emotional and a moral culpability, but legally there isn't one. And this has unfortunately gone into a space now where it's seeming very, very personal. The chief minister himself has been speaking so much. And I said this the other day as well on another channel that, you know, that what was the need to comment on the people who have came to visit Allu Arjun after he spent a night in jail. You know, he's taken objection to that. And in a very threatening way, you have one of her, one lady minister saying that why did his movie win a national award, something that's happened a couple of months ago. Then you have another Congress MLC who's filed a case saying that, this scene is objectionable, it should be removed from the film. Any film person can tell you that is harassment. That's horrible because the film does go through its checks and cuts and the censor board, and these kind of cases are harassment. And then you have, of course, this attack that took place in his home, the vandalism. So when you see one after the other Congress people reacting this way to an individual, let the law take its course, let him be questioned for 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever the procedure is. That's not the issue. But when the government who is in charge of the police is making these statements, is targeting the individual, and that something like this has not happened to other people in the same sort of incidents, then you have to ask and you have to wonder that what is it that the Congress has against this person? Is it the fact that this movie is already made 1,500 crores and that's a lot of money? Is this a fact? Is it a problem because this particular individual is now becoming a pan-India star and is a superstar? So it's an ego clash. So what is it? Is it money? Is it ego? What's going on here?
All right.
It's so personal.
Nagesh, would you like to reply that this is a personal attack? Congress leaders have been talking about the film, not just about him. There have been people, as we just heard, Ravula Sridhar Reddy a little while ago saying clear links to the Congress between those who were vandalizing his house. How would you respond to all of this?
Vishnuji, I would like to utter it in Hindi too, because it's been long that I never tried to speak in English. So Hindi mein shayad main bahut
aap zarur aap Hindi mein bataiye boliye.
See, my CM, I am proud being my CM about. One fact is that he is trying to say you that chahe koi bhi kitna poonjipati ho, stars pure visit kar rahe hain, ek humanistic approach mein Revati ki jaan chali gayi hai, wo bachcha coma mein hai. उसे भी कोई हमारे इंडस्ट्री से जाके मिले दैट वे ही से व्हाट मैन इज सेड इज लाइक इट्स नथिंग अगेंस्ट अगर पर्सनल पुष्पा के अगेंस्ट कुछ हमारे बारे में कांग्रेस या सीएम गवर्नमेंट को होता तो पुष्पा के प्राइस रेस टिकट प्राइस रेस जो है हम इतना लिबर्टी नहीं दे देते हैदराबाद में वी गेव दैट लिबर्टी व्हाई बिकॉज वी वॉन्ट दैट इंडस्ट्री टू गो फर्दर राइट दैट इज ऑब लेकिन यू नो देर इज वन डिसीज इन आवर माइंड सेट दैट कोई Let's say larger context reality थोड़ा सा unfortunate ये है कि हमें humanistic approach में होना जरूरी है इस panel में भी जितने लोग हैं विष्णु जी sorry to say that अगर रेवती is a world to her son श्रीतेज अगर वो अभी coma में है I wish he could recover वो आने के बाद he'll ask for mother his world is his mother
सवाल ये है कि अल्लू अर्जुन को आप लोग टारगेट कर रहे हैं या नहीं कर रहे
हैं कंसर्न डू यू थिंक दैट कांग्रेस पार्टी योर चीफ मिनिस्टर रादर ऑनरेबल चीफ मिनिस्टर यू ऑनली ओनली हैव द कंसर्न वी आर क्लियरली स्पीकिंग अबाउट द केसेस फाइल्ड After the cases, how the government is dealing with it, how police come out and conducted a press conference when matter is sub judice. Nobody is saying no to you. Listen, Nagesh, one minute. Nobody is saying no for us.
Nagesh, I'll come to you next. Let him make his point, I'll come to you next.
Project is a personal thing.
Yaar, aap log, see, why are you wanted to, you know, shield yourself behind that emotional thing and all that? No, don't play that. See, everybody knows it. Everybody has concern. We, VRS party, has run the government for 10 years in the state. Okay, there is a way how the government is supposed to deal these cases and all that. Everybody has a concern. Now, how your law and order system, your police and the government, the Congress leadership is dealing with the entire thing is the issue out here. Why? I mean, there are many incidents. That's what we were questioning. There were more than 40 children died in the past 10 months in Gurukul schools. There are many riots, farmers, you know, government should have a holistic approach when you are dealing with this kind of things. No selective targeting.
All right, Mr. Reddy, hold on. Nagesh, go ahead. Quickly reply before I go back to Harshita. Yes. Nagesh?
मेरी एक आवेदना है सर से है There are many issues where VRS also supposed to behave as a responsible opposition. We behaved it. That's the reason we are in rule this year. You know, it's been 1 year. Lekin yahan pe issue jo hai, Revati Allu Arjun ka hi hai. It's a done, fail got accomplished. Now leave this issue. Agar aapko kuch puchna hai, I mean to say, you can question. It's a freedom of speech here. But mera question hai, there is a derogatory and thoda sa, you know, demeaning statement hai about Ambedkar in parliament, our respected home minister uttered it. Uske baare mein BRS kyun nahi rally karti yahan pe?
Nahi, Nagesh ji, ye Ambedkar ji ke baare mein ye debate nahi hai. Hum ye Allu Arjun ke baare mein pooch rahe hain. Aur agar aapko इस मामले मामला में कुछ बोलना है तो आप उसी पे स्टिक कीजिए प्लीज वी विल डिबेट अंबेडकर विद यू इन द फ्यूचर आई एम
श्योर विष्णु
मुझे कभी डाउट आता है
सपोजिंग
ऑलराइट मिस्टर रेड्डी बोथ ऑफ यू होल्ड ऑन अद्वैता कम इन एंड हर्षिता
विल बी टेकिंग
दिस इज द मिस्टर रेड्डी होल्ड ऑन You know, this is the Congress problem. They zero in on somebody and then it's everything is about them. So it could be Allu Arjun, it could be Adani, it could be Amit Shah. Now they will just go on and on and on. So any issue, any link, they'll just drive those, you know, tie those threads up. And the public doesn't buy it anymore because this obsessive, obsessiveness, which is so personality targeted, does not resonate with the general public. If you have a personal issue with these people, that's the Congress's personal issue. Whether Rahul Gandhi has it or CM Revati has it, whoever has it, it's not a public issue. Let the law take its course.
I just wanted to go back to Harshita for one moment, flip this entire sort of line of this argument around in a sense. Do you believe, Harshita, that actors also need to be more aware about where they are, judge for themselves, the size of the crowds in a situation like this? Apparently, Allu Arjun did wave. It was a limited space. Should he have been smarter about how he conducted himself, irrespective of whether he had permission or he didn't have permission?
100%, 100%, because it's not even safe for him. And in this case, in this scenario, we don't want any kind of this tragedy happen again. So we have to be very responsible. Again, Allu Arjun wasn't on for the war. He was trying to attend some kind of event, promotional event. So definitely the organizer and the police should be like, they should have done their work more in appropriate way. Unfortunately, in this scenario, what happened, only the actor is being targeted because he is the face, which is very tragic. And I don't think so. It should be done. He's been arrested and he's supporting the law. He's supporting the investigation. Everything is happening. But why just him? Why we are just framing Allu Arjun? He All wasn't right. there for walk.
Well, there are others also who have been named in the FIR and will be questioned, presumably. It's not just him. But really, is this a clash of egos or is this the legal process playing out? We'll leave it at that. Thank you all very much for being with us.